Welcome to Soccer Talk, everybody. This is with me, Lucas Lofgren. I'll be your host every week. And I am an exchange student from Sweden, studying here at Chapman University. And I mean, a Swede delivering news from the Premier League in English as well. Well, that could probably be the best concept of all time. We will dive into Premier League in the best way possible by giving you weekly updates on what's been going on, and I will give you all the good parts from the Premier League in the way that you want. Get ready to be blown away by the best soccer podcast in the universe. It's time for some soccer talk, everybody. The Premier League has been on hold for almost 2 weeks now, and that is because of the preparation for the World Cup. And a lot of national teams has played a few friendly games. And I must say, look out for Spain, everyone, as they crushed one of the best national teams there is, Argentina, with 6-1. And fortunately, we don't have them in our group, like in the group Sweden is in. Thank you for that. Well, we got Germany, though. At least we don't have Spain. So let's start this show by giving you the headlines. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to LA, people. Congratulations, Los Angeles. You just got the king here to Los Angeles. We'll see how it goes. I mean, he has come back from an injury. He hasn't really played in Manchester United this season. So will he be successful here? I mean, yeah, we have seen him done a lot of magic before in other clubs. We've seen it before. And he's actually going from $200,000 per week to $100,000 a month. So that's a drop. It's still a lot of money, of course, but maybe the beautiful beaches here in LA may be the call for him. As he has done for, like, every other club, he's creating headlines. So it's going to be really fun to see what the American people think about Zlatan Ibrahimovic. It's going to be really fun to follow him. What a season for Man City. Holy shit. I mean, Chelsea made 95 points in 2004 and 2005. And right now, City's got 81 points and has a shot to get the record of most points in Premier League history. That is amazing. But, I mean, yeah, the team is amazing, and we all know that there is some sketchy money behind their success from the world of oil, but the team that Pep Guardiola has created is impressive. The question now is, can they win Champions League as well? From my point of view, yes. City's got what it takes to definitely beat all the teams, and we just have to see in the quarterfinal when they are facing Liverpool. It's going to be exciting, so don't miss that, everybody. Is Mohamed Salah the new Messi, people? Harry Kane from Tottenham Spurs has been a top scorer throughout the league this season, but he just got badly injured and will probably not be back until the next season. So as this has happened, the rising star from Egypt has been scoring like no one else and has taken the lead for the most goals. What a remarkable player, I must say. Many says that he is the new Messi. Well, we can't really say that right now. I mean, Messi is probably the best one after Maradona. And can he survive? Can Mohamed Salah survive in a team like Real Madrid or Barcelona? Maybe. The rumor says that he will probably move from Premier League this summer because of his brilliance. I think that I must say that he's too good to play in Liverpool. Sorry, Liverpool fans. But that's how it is. So he's probably going to go to Barcelona or Real Madrid this summer. We'll see about that and how it goes for him. That will be really fun to keep on following him for sure. We have arrived to the concept hot or not. Who is hot and who is not? Marcus Rashford is definitely hot. He scored 2 goals against Liverpool for Manchester United the last game and made the win for United. And maybe now the coach of United, Mourinho, has some faith in him. He has not been starting the last couple of games, like not through the whole season. He started like a few games only. He's 20 years old and he got a lot of potential. I don't think United wants him to leave just yet. I believe he is a rising star and I think United should make more space for him in the starting 11 for sure. Otherwise, he will just go to a better team, another team, and just makes his awesome future career over there. So, United, please, keep him there. Keep him there. And And what is not hot is West Ham and especially their staff. West Ham against Burnley ended up in chaos. Supporters just rushed into the field during the game without any security even trying to stop them. The players had to take control of the situation by themselves and had to like be security for a few minutes. Right now, I read that West Ham has suspended several supporters for life, but they should definitely considering hiring some new staff, because I don't think that should never happen in a game in Premier League ever, that the player has to take down the supporters that is rushing into the field. So West Ham, come on, hire some new staff. Well, everybody, that was all from Soccer Talk this week. And we have some good stuff to looking forward to next week, because Premier League will start again this weekend. We have something to look forward to this weekend. And be ready to listen to the next episode for next week. We'll talk a lot more then. If you have any questions whatsoever, you can just email me at lofgren@chapman.edu. This was Soccer Talk, everybody. See you next week.